What's up, guys? Welcome to another week of Blue Room Insight, and happy Friday the 13th for you fuckers out there. It will be. Thanks for tuning into our show on Friday the 13th. If any of you are getting Friday the 13th tattoos, go get some good ones. I have like three. Jesus. Sucking down that, aren't you?
Thirsty?
You're sucking so hard that the damn bottle was almost like it was like pulsing over
there.
Yeah,
man.
You're thirsty. That's how I like it. Thirsty motherfucker.
Like it's throbbing in your mouth?
Yeah.
Deer Park. Deer pee in my mouth.
Yeah, man. It's been a while since I've had Deer Park.
But yeah, so nice little Friday 13th episode. How is everybody?
I'm good.
Nothing new.
Pretty good.
Nothing new. Oh, well, we saw Exorcist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you guys like that?
I liked it.
It'd be good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Skipper, you did not see it. Wonder why.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Yeah, you didn't need to.
You need to watch the first one.
Maybe.
No, you didn't.
No. Maybe
you really didn't.
Not for this one.
You might be better off to watch this one without watching the first one, because it seems like everybody likes to compare them.
I'm saying not to watch this one. I'm just saying in general, you need to watch the first one.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Guess what?
It's
most people don't even like this movie.
It's overrated.
It's actually
the first one.
Everybody that I've heard fucking hates this movie.
I'm sorry.
Not in real
I liked
life.
It.
Not in real life. Not the people that count, but
not the real IRL over here. Oh man. Let's see. I don't know if there's really anything new with me either.
I'd say the only thing I've been doing is cutting trees.
Yeah.
Fucking this guy over here.
Cutting
all right,
some land.
Bad. All right, Matt, go ahead. Right. Lay the fucking question on us. We got a good one today. All
right. So would you rather not have sex with a goat, but have everyone think you did, or have sex with a goat, but no one will ever find out?
I want to go to Skipper first on that one. What do you think, buddy?
Hold on a second.
Why are you doing that?
You'll find out.
You'll find out in a second. Can you repeat that question one more time? Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. All right, go ahead and repeat that.
All right. So would you rather not have sex with a goat, but have everyone think you did, or have sex with a goat, but no one will ever find out?
They can think whatever they want to think. I'm not doing it.
All right, Darius.
I'm not fucking a goat. Yeah, I'm not fucking a goat.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
I'm gonna fuck that goat. I'm just joking. I'm joking. You call me goat fucker. No, I would not fuck the goat. Yeah, they can think whatever they want, but my dick isn't going in the goat. That's just... I don't want to fuck any animal. Actually, Victoria and I had this conversation the other day. We were watching... This is going to be great. So, we're watching the TV series Interview with the Vampire. We just started it. And I was telling her, and I was like, if I was a vampire and stuff, which I do like that kind of concept, I was like, I'd probably just fuck everything. I was like, I've been around long enough and all that, and I was like, that's just what I would be. And she'd be like... And, we were high. So, and she looks at me and goes, even animals? I was like, no, not fucking animals. People. Like, I would just fuck, just people,
it's
man.
It's like a fucking episode.
Nah, I don't think I would fuck a wolf, man.
It's like an episode of Rick and Morty's, I will hump this tree.
Yeah.
I will hump this bush.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know. I don't want a fucking animal.
No, Matt, we haven't gotten your answer.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I'm not fucking a goat.
Really?
Just really. Darius, do you think out of the three of us,
who would have,
in a critical situation, in a die or go home, who's fucking that goat?
like,
who's like fucking that
outlaw us who have to? Like, one of us have to outlaw us?
No. I mean, each person individually. Is Matt gonna fuck that goat to live? Matt's fucking that goat to live.
Gun to the head.
Gun to the head.
Just to be honest, just we're saw traps. I think.
I would pull the trigger.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not fucking that goat.
I got too much to live for, man. I got a family.
You're gonna fuck the goat.
I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna fuck it to death. So that Skipper doesn't have to fuck it.
That's good for you. That's a real friend right there.
That's optimistic right there.
How are you gonna kill it? Are you gonna just like
fucking he fucking has to fuck the dead goat? That's the optimistic part. The goat man goes, wow, impressive. And then he looks at Skipper and he goes, fuck the dead one.
So in this situation, I take it we all have the same goat.
No, we got different
goats. No, I mean, we got the same goat. This goat, it gets shared. And the first person it goes to is Matt. So Matt brains on the fucking floor. Doing it. So now we know it's real. So next is Darius. I'll let you have the first.
Thank you.
I'll let you have it in there first.
That way you don't get sloppy seconds. So
like, yeah. I'll have the sloppy seconds or Skipper. See, if Skipper goes first, though, the goat will die immediately because of his horse cock.
Does it have to be alive? The goat? Does it have to be alive during all this?
You would rather fuck a dead goat?
Well, you can get his intestines and just
so is this like a necrophilia thing now?
All I can think of right now is that one episode of Top Gear where they see the guy.
They fuck a goat on Top Gear?
No, it was a mule. Or a donkey.
I'm sorry.
They see a guy over in the field doing it.
Where was this?
I remember
where was this?
Some South American country. It might have been Brazil, Chile, Peru, somewhere in there.
I remember that.
He's fucking a donkey?
Yes.
Remember in Super Troopers and he's fucking a bear?
It's common. It happens frequently.
It's like in a letter kitty.
We're not going to get into what country is common in fucking donkeys.
There was a video around with that chicken.
The chicken? Dude, that chicken was gross. Fucker? The chicken fucker? I think that isn't that basketball?
No,
can I call you chicken fucker?
It's Super Troopers 2. He's like license and registrations, chicken fucker.
No, he and then in basketball, he goes, can I call you chicken fucker? And he goes, no, only my friends can call me chicken fucker. And they look at each other and they start fighting while their dicks are on the ground. Because remember, they're like,
I've seen this movie once.
Well, you should change that. I'm fucking Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I was like, Christopher Walken.
We were talking about this on the fucking
No.
And then he goes, you know what I mean though? He's an intimidating guy. I was telling Darius, he goes, no, he's not. He is, dude. He's killed a motherfucker.
Temperature don't meet the standards.
With the cowbell.
Temperature don't meet the real standards.
Dude, you know it was a really good looking guy back in the day, like the 70s? Fucking Robert De Niro. Raging Bull?
No, yeah. That was a little later on. That was like, I was 80, so not really. But
like,
damn. Yeah. Well, I mean, he got fit for that role. So, I mean.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite boxing movie. So.
Is it?
I should have picked it up when I had a chance. But yeah, it was like 20% off on Criterion Collection at Barnes & Noble. Originally 40, it was 20.
How much did you just say it was percent off? 30?
50.
Oh, okay. 50, yeah, 50. Okay.
50% off, so it was originally 40.
At first.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, see, that's all my tweet. Did he say a fucking
No, I might have said 20. Did I say 20?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, it was 50% off. Originally it was 40. Went to 20.
Skipper, is that the...
Yes.
Wow, man. I think I got rid of mine, and that makes me really sad now.
What?
Oh. Skipper and I got matching jackets.
A few years back, it was at a strip mall.
Was that in Raleigh? Was that when we went to go see Rise Against? We did something together, right? Did we go to... Oh, Charlotte!
This was the Charlotte.
Charlotte, when we were coming back from Charlotte. Yeah, when we went to go see the NBA game.
That's cute.
Yeah, we did. I got a blue one. Eddie Bauer, right? I was going to say the Bronco guy, not OJ. The other one.
Eddie Bowers. Eddie Bauer.
So, yeah, I don't have mine anymore. I don't really... I changed out the fleece for wool on one of mine, but it doesn't have a hood. It's a nice shirt. I got to show you it, man. Actually, it's really fucking nice. I got it from that Whitetail company that it's always on Instagram.
Yeah, they had a sale. I saw them, yeah.
A couple weeks ago, and I bought two jackets, two new ones.
You okay?
And
more Crystal Walken down.
One is, instead of the fleece, it's like a wool, but it's a flannel.
Yeah.
Fleece is wool.
Whoa. And then my other one was the one I wore to the movies.
Wow.
That, like, kind of Western style. Yeah. I like it, man. I like it a lot. I think it's up there somewhere. But,
makes the feet tingle.
So,
Jesus. There's a Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Oh, also, really quick. Well, nah. Nah, it doesn't really matter.
Good talk.
Do it.
No.
I don't know what he's... I mean, I kind of have an idea what he's about to bring up.
No. I might bring it up at the end of the show if I remember. If I'm not too gone.
If you're not too gone.
It's just with current events.
Current events.
You guys don't come here for current events. So... But I was gonna... I was just gonna... It doesn't matter. But let's see. Is there anything new that's going on? Other than the week of unfolding events? Oh! Fuck. I'm so sorry. Yes. Yes, dude, I think you thought I was going to smack you in the face. I think it was like that. Yeah.
I think you like hit a nerve or something because I had no control over that.
Matt, real quick, could you grab me a Delta, sir?
Yep.
Because every time I get out of here, dude, can I tell you guys something really personal? Today, I fucking nicked my sack.
What?
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, you nicked it like the blood. Guy from Righteous Gemstones?
Dude, there's blood.
How'd that feel?
Yeah, I've been paranoid ever since.
Since this morning?
No. Since a few hours ago.
He would have brought it up this morning if it happened this morning.
I would have fucking told him. This is news. This is new today.
This changes things.
I mean, this is why I have a wife. One of the reasons. I just made her check. And she's like, I don't see anything. And I was like,
oh, I was going to say to shave my ball.
No. No.
I was like, you get that perk?
That's cool. No. I was just kind of, well, I was doing it in a sense, I suppose, for her. No.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want no fur, like a little... Fur balls or anything?
Right.
Fur balls? It's funny because I'm talking about balls.
It don't matter, man. You got all the fucking hair on your face, so you're going to...
I mean, that tickles, right? That's for tickling. What? You know, mustache ride. Yeah. I mean, it's a beard now, but if anything, you just take it like a...
Did you end up trimming?
Exfoliating.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I just trimmed.
Okay.
Does it look like it?
Yeah.
No, it does. No, it does. Yeah, I just... I see you every day, so it's like hard for me to tell sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying it's a bad
thing. All right, so Skipper does have some actual good news that me and him were talking about.
Like, can we get back to this? Because I haven't actually read the article.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
so
do you use Gillette?
No, like a razor or shave? Okay, so no, I use a Manscaped razor. But
we are not sponsored yet.
Yeah.
It's
straight razor?
No, I did.
It's just inconvenient.
It's just inconvenience now. It's so much faster to do it with the electric razor. But yes, I used to use the safety razor
on
my
cool.
on my genitalia.
All right, I finished.
Excuse me. All right, hold on.
I did not think that was gonna.
Yeah, no, that's how fucking like that's how
I use a straight razor on my balls. Okay.
No, it's. I mean, it is. It's like a straight razor, but it's not. It's a safety razor.
Straight up, dude.
Well, anyways, so like I was down there and like I was just kind of like. I don't know. I guess, like, I'm getting old, right? My balls have seen a good amount. They're, like, hanging lower.
I don't know.
And I guess there's, like, somewhat of, like, a blood vessel.
Lives in my head.
A blood vessel?
Yeah, like, there was, like, this little dot on my balls.
I don't like this conversation.
And I was like, what is this?
It's disgusting. It just hurts.
I was like, what is this? And then I just kind of, like, went over with the razor. And it just started bleeding. I didn't feel anything. And I was like, oh, shit. That was, like... You know, it's already soft tissue. That was a blood vessel. It was a vein. So... It's going to keep bleeding. And I was like, fuck. I'd like was about to jump in the shower and everything. And I'm like, now I got to deal with this. So I like was holding it up. So like I had like half the sack like hold up. And then like both my balls were like
a
cute.
Do you have like a mummy balls now?
No, it was like, no, I didn't bend it. No, it's just fine now.
Mummy balls?
No, it's just fine now. At first, Victoria was like, I don't see anything. I'm just like, babe, it happened. It was real. But like now, like I don't see anything. But I know, dude, it had to happen. There's no way I was tripping out for like 10 minutes. Okay. I wasn't even high.
I don't remember exactly what it's called.
I stopped shaving high.
After
I fucked up my beard.
Remember that?
I know it's possible that blood can just kind of like pool in a place. It's possible that happened and you just emptied that little sack of blood.
You're fucking right. So, so I think that was happening because I told you guys about like, so whenever I was getting my leg stuff done and like how it was there was intense, sometimes pressure on like, on a testy. Oh, that was like that area. But no, you're right. I kind of forgot about the pulling that could have happened.
So
and then
I have
could
one
just...
on my leg, actually. It's a little dot.
Let me see it.
There's just blood right there.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's kind of like what it was. But it was like, I guess maybe it's older. So, like, it was kind of turning a little. I mean, it was a. Once it happened, or my fucking balls are just rotting. I'm just joking. It wasn't black or anything. It was normal blood. Could you imagine?
I mean, if the blood had been in there,
it was
for a while.
Was it the right, left, it would have. It was like, my right, and we talked about the right.
The right, left, or middle.
Oh no, the left and the middle were okay. They were pushed a little over towards the left, but the right one got it. And then once I picked it up and like I was batwinging myself, at one point I thought I was gonna be like Leatherface and just like over my face, but like I was holding it there and I was just like keeping it. And I even like at one point I felt like I had it like paper, like I was just fucking. And then, like, my other guys, they're just hanging. One's, like, on, like, a, they're starting to snowman, right?
Page.
So, they're starting to snowman, building up on top of each other.
It's a pop-up book.
Yeah. And then it stopped. Then there was none. I thought I was going to need, like, a cotton ball. I was prepared to put, like, a Band-Aid on it and, like, cotton ball it up myself if it didn't stop. So but then it just randomly stopped. So, yeah, I guess that's what it probably was a pool of blood in my testy. Which so maybe
was, were you like just did you put yourself over the sink for the blood or
no man
you just like let yourself just, bleed on the ground
no at first
he well, let Stella lick it up
that's gross that's really fucking gross I am a conservative shaver so what I do is I just open up the toilet seat and I just shave over the bowl
I mean that makes
sense. Yeah so it just start going around the bowl so if anything I just like it just looked like a hairy pee period
gotcha.
Hairy people.
Oh, God damn.
So, not too hairy. Sorry, guys. Not too hairy. But, you know. But, the but yeah, you know. But there was no pee in it. But there was that blue stuff in it that makes the toilet clean. Yeah. So, that was a weird color.
This was Manscaped?
Yeah, I mean, it was my fault. It wasn't Manscaped. Manscaped is good. They don't nick. Because the rest of my balls are fucking smooth and good to go.
Yeah.
So good job, Manscaped, for
he
that.
He specifically saw the dot, and he was like, I'm gonna poke that.
Yeah, I poked the bear.
What if he didn't? It just fucking blew up.
Dude, it could have happened, but it was a risk that I had to take, man.
So you know.
Right. Sometimes you gotta take those risks, dude.
What the fuck is that? I don't know. It's a ghost.
But,
it's a spooky, spooky ghost.
Dude, I still can't. Do you remember when I made the flavor of the day in Leland? Ookie, spooky ghost. Oh, you know what, man? It may have been the year before you got there.
I remember cemetery.
What are we so, Ookie Spooky Ghost is from South Park, and it's his porn episode where he masturbates, and he gets semen all over the fucking room, and he calls it ectoplasm.
I remember when I made
it. Well, one day, I fucking made, so we do custard, and I actually made the flavor of the day, Ookie Spooky Ghost, on Halloween, and only a select handful of people knew, and when they fucking saw that shit, I mean, it was like, that is, and it's even better, because the blackboard, I just made like a bunch of white splatters. And then a ghost. But a bunch of white splatters everywhere else. I did that.
That's not okay.
Actually, I think it's perfectly fine.
It's fine. Like, they can take it however they want it.
Right. It's Ookie Spooky Ghost.
If they get it, they get it. If not, oh well.
All right, motherfuckers. Let's see what we're here for. Let's see how long we've been. Damn. I feel like that ball story just got us closer. And then us closer also to our audience. Okay. You guys don't have a story like that at all?
No.
Well, Skipper doesn't believe in shaving because he's the Mormon, so. What does it look like?
Dude,
like, if you, like, laid down, does it look like a little mushroom in a field of black grass or something?
No, it's not. That's a fucking tripod, man. He's a tripod.
Well, no, that's just whenever he grows. I've tickled him enough, and we've wrestled enough or played around enough where I know that he's probably just normal during flaccid hour. So, that was good. So, nope, you're drinking to that one, huh? So, yeah, that's what it looks like. A little albino, it's called albino penis envy. That's the mushroom. I'm not lying. I'm being dead for real right now. It actually has a great psychoactive, characteristics. Anyways, that's what your little ding dong looks like in your little field of black grass.
Black. Whatever grass. Helps you sleep at night.
Oh, so is it shorter? Is it curly? Is it like a moss or a clover?
So you're telling him that your penis makes him sleep better at night?
Could it? It could.
Apparently, imagining it does.
I'm not imagining it. I'm just. Like, do you want me to think about it? I'm just...
I assumed you already were with all the questions you're asking.
I'm actually, hands down, I'm thinking of one of those mushrooms in a field, and then that field got, like, caught on fire.
It's scorched earth over here.
Yeah, and then it, like, turned black, but that mushroom still stands tall. And that's how I kind of think of you, buddy. You can get through diversity or adversity. I'm high as fuck right now.
Did you want me to go over this article?
Yes.
Yes. But wait. No. You're not going to tell me? You're not going to tell
me? No.
What do you guys think it is? Come on. Just, Matt, what do you think it is?
Think of what? What, we,
what do you think his pubic hair is like? Do you think it is...
Oh.
Just normal.
You might not even have any. Like, you might
just the normal spread?
Yeah.
He probably cuts it. So, he fucking probably doesn't have any.
What do you think? Like Bermuda? Like a Bermuda grass?
Easter grass.
Easter hay.
Dude, if it's like Easter hay, you need to put some like the Hems hair stuff down there or something. Yeah, like fucking Rokane. I don't know. All right, let's.
That you can't grow any.
Yeah. I mean, that also might benefit you. Fuck it. You don't need hair. We live in the swamps.
I'm going to keep this hair as long as I can.
What, that hair?
That one or the one on the back of your head?
Right. We're talking about. I'm cute. Oh, okay. So you're going to keep. Good for you. He has like he looks like a fucking lion's mane down there, doesn't it? You got fucking Mufasa down there?
You got fucking Osama's beard down there.
You got Mufasa down there? Dude, that thing's missing. I heard it's sold on the black market.
I just want to see how long you've been talking about this.
I mean, not long. 4 minutes. Calm down. Calm down.
That's a fifth of the episode so far.
Hey, I've had a lot of water drink. Can I just pee before we get into
this? Yeah, you can go ahead and do that. We're going to continue this right here.
No, I don't think we are.
Okay, so like, do you think...
Sometimes.
In this case, I need you to, okay? If you would let your beard grow further down your neck, would it connect to your chest hair and down your happy trail? And then it turns... So like, it goes into like this field, like almost a stream, okay? Let's look at our hair instead of grass or some kind of plant. Let's look at it as like a stream, right? So this is a waterfall on your face. Your beard, right?
Okay.
Okay. It empties out. And if that waterfall right here
continues to grow down.
No, but it could. Yep, that's what I had to make sure. It comes down, right, to your chest hair.
Yeah.
And it keeps trickling down because what I kind of saw... Your chest hair kind of looks like your neck hair, so a little patchy there, but that's okay. And then it all comes down to the stream of happiness called the Happy Trail. Goes into the, you got a little pool there, a little crawfish pool. Might have little frogs in there. That's your belly button. And then you continue down. And then does it just open up into this vast, deep ocean, or does it get shallow, and then it gets into, like some corals, and then, like, the next thing you know, it's deep, or does it just go into, like, a little bay that you might have a dock at? I'm guessing this is, like, Mariana Trench, like, fucking deep, right? Like, we're thinking, like, I mean, okay, how about this? Would you tackle it with an electric razor first, or scissors? Or hedges, my bad. Jeez.
No? So, my question to you is, why did we all of a sudden switch from the water analogy to a grass analogy?
Because it's just...
Because I can't cut water.
Then why did we start with a water analogy?
Because I thought that was really beautiful. Am I wrong, Matt? Let's be honest here. You've never heard that shit. That was so original.
You gotta keep your analogies tonally consistent.
They are. It's all earthbound.
You just gotta think about it.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
What?
Dude, Darius had a fucking crazy... And I had a fucking crazy dream the other night. But first, we're gonna get...
I told you my crazy dream.
Yeah, but that was so long ago.
It was January.
Anyways, real quick, I'll stop talking about this. This stuff that I've been doing. If you're still here, first of all, just know that this shit is going for a ride. Second of all, you guys can't lie, and please get up with me, but, like, you guys cannot say that wasn't beautiful.
What? Skipper can.
What happened?
You're going to call your own body ugly? Be confident, man. See, this right here... This is... I don't know.
He said this temple is now a tomb.
Yeah, like, man, you gotta... Aren't you, you're confident, aren't you? No?
No? Don't touch me.
He's got a don't touch me eyes. He's about to hit you.
He looks like he has tired eyes. If he can even see me.
I've always got tired eyes.
Yeah, you do. That's a superpower. Alrighty. Okay, so we're going to get to the real news here really quick. Skipper, please take it away.
So they found some human footprints in New Mexico. They did a lot of dating on that using quartz crystals and pollen in the sediment. And dated them to between 21 and 23,000 years old, which makes it the oldest direct evidence of human Homo sapiens in the Americas.
Now, earlier this year, we did an episode on the Serpent Mound.
Correct.
And I am a big pusher on there being ancient civilizations in America predating what the mainstream scientists think there was. And I feel like this could potentially be the start of some proof towards that. So now other people will be on board with this. Like you, sir.
I mean, there was already other evidence suggesting an even older timeline than this.
No, there was. This is just the most
direct evidence.
Right. I'm just saying for like a solid proof, something that maybe not has too many leaks in, this could be the start of something bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, man. I mean, you should know with your waterfall and your quartz chest. I thought
we were done with that.
You think you got a granite bed? Like a nice, or do you think, what do you think it is?
I think we're going to move on to...
The dream. All right, Darius. You fucking talk about your shit first.
And then you'll be... Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys hold on, wait.
I've been having to keep my sister's cat lately. All right. My sister cat is annoying as shit. I do like the cat. It's a nice look. It's a pretty cat. I mean, I like cats in general. However, this cat is really loud at night, and like really fucking loud. And it just keeps on hitting the litter box, and it kept on scratching the walls, and it knocked over my beard oil, and it just fucking got into the food that I put into the drawer somehow, and then. Went into the bag and then started crawling up the wall Chloe was there. I was asleep. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was not, like, I couldn't go to sleep because the cat was being really loud. I was looking off into just the wall and into the darkness, the abyss, and next thing I know, I hear Chloe say, "Man, that cat is being loud as hell," and I'm like, "Yeah, it's super annoying." And the cat was like playing with the wall, and then boom, it was gone. Like the cat just got thrown against the wall, like real hard, like that salmon in the video I showed you, like just like that.
The Gordon Ramsay.
And I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "What was that?" And she's like, "Wait, wait, wait." She like said, "Wait, be careful." And I'm like, "What do you mean, be careful?" And then I felt something grab my mouth, an invisible source grabbed me from my jaw, and then I was like, "What's going on?" And then I look down. And as I look down, I'm actually looking up for some reason, and my legs are up in the air while my head's still on the bed, and some freaky ass shit.
And he was yelling.
I was yelling, and
but yelling in real life.
And apparently, I was yelling in real life.
What were you yelling? Just ha.
She wouldn't say. She was like, "You're like breathing really heavily and like making these sounds," and I'm like, "What are these sounds?" And she woke me up. She said it was disturbing. I'm like, okay. So that was my dream. With a cross. Yeah, and so before it happened, I remember before I was levitating, I guess, I saw like a bunch of like weird things, like sparkly things in the air, and then boom, the fairies got me.
God damn. Something got him. Dude, I just want you guys to think about this. Okay, you've seen The Fourth Kind. He already,
was a dream.
We did that one episode, and he talked about the fucking machine noise streams and shit like that. Did he get fucking abducted up the other night?
I don't think so. She woke up and I was just going like, boop, boop, boop. I was like,
boop, boop. She just woke up. She didn't tell you what you were yelling? Or she just
said she was like, she just woke up like scared because like she would like heard me like
thrashing and thrashing. What if he was fighting, or what if he just came back? You know.
Right. And she just like looked over and like she woke me up. I was like, "What?" And, like, and she was like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, it was just a dream." That's why I apparently
just a dream.
And
yeah.
Then I went back to sleep.
So for some reason, I keep having dreams that there's like dead bodies under furniture.
Yeah, this is the weirdest shit.
And so, I have no recollection of how it got there, but in my, I feel like I put them there. And like, I've also
just to clarify, this is not a one-time thing. This is a recurring dream dead bodies under furniture.
Maybe those are just like,
or sometimes a shallow grave that I feel like I put them there, but I never remember.
Maybe those dead bodies are just thoughts or. Throwing away.
Maybe. But it always just feels it's like my memories that I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Is there anything
are these dead
bodies? I get really paranoid when people come around me and I get really like so like in the latest dream of it happened in a house that I didn't really was not I honestly had no idea where I was. But it was like under one of the book stands, but it was like two bodies. And they were like charred and I couldn't smell them or anything, but like, I want to say it was like you guys and some other people like came in and like, you guys could smell this awful smell. And like, we were all talking and it's like, man, I just can't stand here anymore. And like, for some reason my mom was there. And it's one of those other weird things where I started thinking like maybe my mom's hiding them, but I'm like doing them and she's like protecting. No, she like, I killed them and like, she's protecting me. And
like you don't know you're killing them, but like,
right? I don't know,
but they don't want you to know.
But like, obviously, them. I've never done that, so like, I cannot think of it. Just like whenever I have dreams about me being attacked and I use a gun or something, nothing ever happens.
Your guns have finally come to use,
dude. No, they fucking turn into like noodles and shit. Like nothing happens because I don't know. I don't want to know, honestly. But
is there anything in your life recently or otherwise that you're
scary, Daniel? Like, were you just
afraid people are going to find out?
No, like that's the other thing about it.
So like dead, so there's just dead people under furniture, and like we just be sitting down like doing your thing, and you look up and there's just a body under a piece of furniture.
It brings a whole new meaning to
I'm on the floor, and like it's stuff. and then the shallow grave one is a lot like Practical Magic. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Where they like bury in a shallow grave, then it rains and it basically rises up because it was only already inches below the ground.
I think. I didn't realize this, but in my dream, you know, in like movies,
and then I move
things really loud.
Yeah.
Whenever stuff like that happens, like you're levitating in the air because it makes it scarier, right? No, I think it's a lot more terrifying when things are very silent at night.
Yeah.
And stuff like that happens. Yeah.
Well, I've also had one where like I moved and
moved houses or just kind of moved.
Yeah, like moved houses with a shallow grave one. And I like was driving by always like nervously, like kind of like checking up on it or something. And they fucking put a building over it. So like a shed. So they like didn't do anything crazy. They just put it on. And it was super weird because it was like a big relief because I was like, wow, now no one's going to find it.
That's good.
But that's fucking weird, and I don't
understand.
Or they
already found it and didn't associate it with you.
See, that was another thing, too. But, like, I don't know. I can't. See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, either I'm bearing, maybe I was bearing emotions, or, because, like, I don't fucking do anything. So, like, I can, you know, I don't do anything. But I was super fucking high when that happened the last time, and it was like right after like Exorcist Believer.
Yeah, after
like a day, movie, 2 days after
that night.
Right, that's what I'm like, which is weird because I didn't
everybody
think that movie was scary.
Having nightmares too.
I didn't think it was scary, but that's weird, Matt.
No, it wasn't scary except that one scene got.
Oh yeah, the snake scene. Yeah. But like for Matt, I was like,
have
did you
been
have
nightmares?
Nightmares? No. Okay. I don't know, man. It was just really weird, but like I was also wondering if it was like stress, like me trying to put stress away, or like I don't know. But it's fucking weird, and I don't like it. It always makes me feel weird. That's why I start feel like, is it a guilty thing? Like, do I feel guilty of something? And I'm like, no. Like, there's nothing, like, I don't know. Like, I have no, there's no reason for me to feel guilty of anything. Like, I haven't fucking done shit.
Yeah, I've had a few dreams. I don't know what it means, and it's just kind of, well, that was weird.
There's some that I have that, like, I actually end up looking up, like, what it means and stuff. I've never looked this one up.
Dude, I just remember fucking. to have dreams. Like last month when I had a dream about my mouth rotting out and like I was like living in a trailer.
Yeah, I've had dreams where my teeth have rotted out. But that's a stress dream.
Yeah.
So I know I actually know why.
Yeah. I don't really have mine didn't that much anymore.
Fall out, but they turned into razor wires and had blood everywhere.
What the fuck, man? That's
scary.
I know you did, but dude, when you bring up your dreams, that's all I could say is what the fuck.
Dude, your dreams haunt us. Like, damn.
But your dreams. Up, like, you got fucking.
That one was wild.
The dream that I just said isn't even as crazy as the dreams that you have had. No, and you can't even say one of the dreams that you fucking had because people would get the wrong idea.
I get sleep paralysis.
That one right there.
Yeah.
My problem is like, I'll just get sleep paralysis. Like,
I bet you do, buddy. But you do get that sleep paralysis, huh? Yeah, you can't move, huh? Because they got you. I'm fucking telling you, man.
Done with the shadow people, man.
Yeah, you wait. When we're on the battleship in 2 weeks, they might come to you, buddy.
When you do the Ouija board with us, they're going to follow you.
You've not...
When are you guys doing that?
Eventually.
After... Maybe... next week?
Christmas?
No, after next week.
Oh, after Cryptid's here?
After that podcast.
We'll bring it here and kick Daniel out of the house.
You're not fucking doing it in my house.
I think the easiest way to do it would be after a podcast.
That's what we're doing to do. Okay. It's going to be that night.
Gotcha. So possibly for...
maybe Cryptid. Yeah,
I gotcha.
I'm so excited for Battleship, guys.
Yeah, Battleship the Game, dude, is going to be so good.
All right, guys.
The movie.
Alrighty, so
yeah. I'll go ahead and start us off. And
yes,
then
we need to do it the actual next part.
Yeah, I forgot we were doing a real episode.
We're like, 30 minutes in?
40? Almost 35.
Okay, anyway, so today we're going to be talking about the most famous serial killer in America, Ed Gein. Or, they can hear me. So yeah, so Ed Gein, you know, you're going to probably know some of the movies that he inspired, like Psycho, 1960, Three on a Meat Hook, 1972. Deranged, 1974.
I like how you're just naming all these things.
I'm going to keep on naming them because there's a lot. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974. Motel Hell. He inspired that one too. Signs of the Lambs.
We don't have a year for that one?
Yeah, you're right. 1980. Signs of the Lambs, 1991. Ed and His Dead Mother, 1993. Psycho, 1998. Okay, I don't know why that's in there. Ed Gein, a.k.a. In the Light of the Moon, 2000. I don't know if that counts. House of a Thousand Corpses, 2003. Devil's Rejects, 2005. Ed Gein, they're just becoming... Anyway, yeah, so Ed Gein, he's inspired a lot of movies, besides the biopics of himself.
Inspired a lot of characters.
A lot of characters, yeah.
Norman Bates, Leatherface.
I think the best movie out of all those is probably Silence of the Lambs.
Buffalo Bill.
But...
He also inspired, in Con Air, Garland Green.
He's a personal inspiration for me as well.
Oh, goddamn.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. So, Edward Gein was born on the 27th of August, 1906. What the fuck? Anyway, he was born to a devoutly religious mother named Augusta Wilhelmine. Augusta Gein. He was Augusta's second child, following his older brother Henry George Gein, who was born in 1901. And his older brother was never really a big fan of the whole entire family scene. He wasn't really a big fan of his mother because his mother was very controlling.
He wasn't a family man.
But yeah, so the boy's father, George Philip Gein, was an alcoholic. He couldn't hold a job for that long and pissed off his mom. So the whole time and living in the house... the whole relationship, the whole marital household was basically temperamental. So there's a lot of fighting going on. You know, just basic, like, honestly, just every household basically nowadays. So, yeah.
Jesus, man. You're just fucking pounding that thing.
Dude, I'm thirsty, okay? I don't have to tell you, Deer Park, natural, 100% spring water.
I just like the fact we all paused, waited till we made eye contact with the other, and then laughed.
So his dad couldn't hold a job. He was an alcoholic, and the mom and him were not really getting along. The mom wanted to make sure that the two children stay true to the religion, so she made sure that she teached them everything from the Bible. What the fuck are you guys
doing, man?
Just put that down. Just put it down.
Okay, anyway, so...
You can just keep going.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep going. So... Darius. Augusta was... So, they would be preached from the Bible. She told them... One of the main things that she would tell them is to stay away from alcohol and women. And it's kind of funny because she was an alcoholic herself. During their upbringing, Ed and Henry were prohibited from spending any time outside of the property and were not allowed to hang out with anybody from school. And if they did, they would be punished. And this led to them not really having much social interaction, which...
Very healthy upbringing.
Yeah, it's great. And so they would be a target for bullying since they didn't know how to talk to people.
Friends are for the devil. Foosballs for the devil.
So yeah, they were just confined to doing chores on the farm. And they just basically just did what mother said. And that was it. The brother was very... Henry was very... He thought it was weird how close... Ed and his mom were. He just...
Yeah, how's that going for you, Skipper? Still your hero?
I'm getting some Oedipus vibes.
Yeah, no, they were a very... well, so basically, it's so we don't really know too much about it just because we're going off some really old information now, but from what I can see and what I've read, the mom did not like her children. However, she had just a weird relationship with Geen. Or Ed, I should say, since we're talking about all these geens.
All the geens.
They all died.
The geen teens.
But you're gonna die. There was moments where she would let him sleep in her bed, so...
I mean, he's a kid.
Well, as he got older.
Oh.
Anyway, like, you ever seen Bates Motel, man? I'm just kidding.
I mean, yeah, I did, and I didn't like it. Well, I didn't like... It made me feel uncomfortable.
Right. So, ultimately, the brothers... And their friendship would kind of get, like, weird over time because of that. But they still stayed true to each other. By 1940, though, their father would die, but the two men would be grown adults by that point. So they had to find a way to make money themselves. So they would basically just help around town, you know, get their name out there, do odd jobs, whatnot, try to become trustworthy members of the community. Even this led to Ed becoming a babysitter, and he would watch the kids for neighbors and all that stuff. I'm sure they felt great about all this after all that shit got released. And he apparently really liked to babysit. It was one of his favorite things to do. So he
sleeps with his mom and he likes kids.
We'll take a pause right there. Do you guys think he slept with his mom? Like, physically? And what I mean by that is, like, dick penetrated vagina?
I don't know if it was physically, but emotionally, they were connected.
I don't know. His brother saw that there was a weird connection with them. He wasn't a big fan of it. However, in 1944, there was a big fire that broke out at the family home, and his brother unfortunately passed away. Ed had contacted the authorities. They had gone there and concluded that his brother had died in the fire. However, they found that there was multiple signs of...
There's head trauma.
Head trauma on his head, yeah. And so it was consistent with being struck by something. And
Yeah, no, you're good.
I was going to say, Ed said that they were never... Like, they weren't together during the fire. They were in their two separate areas the whole time.
Oh, also the
beat him up, then set the house on fire.
He probably was like, "Your fucking mom."
And the autopsy said that he died from a heart attack, and that he probably fell onto a rock.
Okay.
In the house?
They weren't in the house. It was in a field.
You guys wrong.
They were in a field.
So after 1 year after Henry's death, Augusta, Ed's mom, suffered a stroke. And from there, her health would deteriorate. She would spend the rest of her time confined to a bed. And things would get a little bit more weird from there. This is where Ed would start getting mood swings and start acting all weird. I guess this is all coming from his own mouth as well, because how else would we know about this stuff? I kind of wonder how he was talking about this with the police. He was like, yeah, man, she just was fucking like...
Unless he left a diary or something.
He could have left a diary. He could have.
It's going to be a bestseller like the Diary of Anne Frank.
Like Diary of Ed Gein.
Helen Keller.
So,
it's just continue. Just a Wisconsin boy.
Yeah. All right. So, so Augusta would, his mom would basically, a big part that played with his emotions, Ed's emotions, was she kind of viewed Ed as his dad, and she kind of compared them, and, you know, knowing that his dad was just kind of like a piece of shit and couldn't, like, do anything, kind of hurt him, especially because he probably had an idea that they were kind of close, him and his mother. And so she would eventually pass away, and then this is where he would start doing his things, which just continues on to you.
Okay, so, yeah, Ed Gein was, he was a nice guy, but he was kind of known as an off guy, like a right?
silent guy.
Yeah. Strong silent type, right? But, I mean, but also at the same time, like, he wasn't really that quiet. Like, if he came up to you and talked to you, he'd have shit to say, you know?
I mean, we know a couple people.
So, this guy, you know, he, I'm not sure if he got, you know, clumsy with this, or if he just, like, he just fucked up, or if he knew what he was doing. On November 16th, 1957, he visits a little hardware store. It's the first day of deer season, so he knows most of the men are out in the woods, which is actually, the population of this town was in the hundreds. So, like, I mean, it was sub 1,000. The men of the town, it was a big hunting town, Wisconsin, big hunting state, and fishing. Mm-hmm. they would, that's what they did. And that was the first day of hunting season. He frequented this hardware store, and the manager, or I assume that she was a manager because she was there all the time, but she may not have been, was Bernice Worden. And he kept frequenting there for her, asking her out, you know, seeing how she was. He was bothering her. Well, that day he came in, he bought a half gallon of antifreeze, took it out to his car, and came back, and then asked about a gun on the window, and she went to go get it, turned around, and he shot her in the back of the head with a .22 long rifle. He drug her out, took her home. Now, her boys coming back from hunting that night come to the hardware store because people are saying there's nobody there, finds the register open, blood everywhere, and a receipt belonging to Ed Gein. So he, not only that, but also her family knew that he was harassing her the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So he was actually the first person that they told the police about. The police find Ed, arrest him, and they go to his house. And what they find is literally fucking gnarly. Like, it is gross. It is grotesque. It is disturbing. They are searching around the house, but they can't get in through the front door. So they go around the side, and they go into this place called the Summer Kitchen, which is like a shed. It's on the outside of the house. They open it, and they notice a carcass hanging from a beam by its heels. Deer season, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they look further down. It's Bernice. Torso open, literally from, like, fucking sternum to pelvis.
What do you mean by open?
Just fielded. Okay. Open. Deer, like a deer. Yeah, so from sternum to pelvis. Like, fucking crazy. Obviously, that is really disturbing, and the police stumbled out of the room, vomiting over themselves.
As you do.
As you would. As you would. Now, they continue to search the home. Ed is in custody. Ed does not talk for 24 hours. Now, what I'm going to talk about, I don't know if there have been simultaneously or which one comes first, which one comes after. But he doesn't talk for 24 hours. But I'm going to go through what they found before we get to that. Because I want you to realize, like, how fucking crazy this shit is. So, they are finding They're going through the house. This house did not keep this house clean through since his mom has like passed. And it seemed like he was going out to garbage and bringing the garbage inside of his home. Maybe to throw off scent, maybe, you know, to to dirty up the place, maybe to make it harder if he ever got caught. But the police went in there and they fucking found a lot of weird ass shit, including gloves made from human fingers and like basically a hand, which crazy.
Some nice leather gloves.
A shade pool made from human lips, which is basically a curtain or, you know, a thing you pull down a window. Made of human lips, jars of human noses, a box of female genitalia, some painted and some tied up with ribbons. Which
painted?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. A belt fashioned out of female nipples.
What the fuck?
And 12 human heads and a lampshade made of human skin. And by I should rephrase that. Not human heads, human skulls. That was my bad on that one. Because that's a difference. That really is fucking different, right? But it goes on, okay? It continues to go on. They found faces, like masks of women, almost perfectly removed from the face. Okay? A whole skin suit. And all this is preserved. And a skin suit of a woman that he wears on his body, puts the mask of a woman on his face. Some have lipstick, some are made up, you know.
Okay.
And he would go outside and frolic. He would pretend to be his mother. Literally Norman Bates and fucking Leatherface put together.
Right.
Right?
God damn.
Yeah, I mean, this is some fucking shit.
I mentally did earlier, but I would like to verbally retract my earlier statement.
Of your inspiration?
Yes.
Okay, then, well.
Yeah, I told you.
Are you sure? Because it goes more, man. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So the police continue searching through the house.
Do we need to go to your house in a little bit? Go check some closets?
No and bodies. They go deeper in there. Dude, my sister's about to move in with you, man.
There's no bodies.
Okay. Is she going to be a body?
Is that the first one?
So, okay. Can you
stop this now?
They continue going in there, and they find a bag. And they open this bag, and there is the head of a missing woman from 2 years ago. Mary Hogan, who he later confessed to murdering December 8th of 1954, which is a couple years before he got caught. 1957 is when he got caught. So now the weird thing about that is when she was missing and he would do his rounds around the town or whatever, getting supplies, yeah. And the townspeople were like telling him, like, it's a shame she's missing. He said, she's not missing. She's at the house. But because he was already kind of loony, they were like, okay, like, whatever. He was fucking telling people where she was. But yeah. So, let's getting back to 24 hours with him. He's in the interrogating process. He's sitting there. Does not speak. 24 hours.
Okay.
And then he does. The first thing he says is he wants an apple pie with a slice of cheese on it.
What kind of cheese?
Doesn't specify.
Yes, Matt?
No.
You want to talk about inspiration?
Yeah.
You see why I said hold on? Yeah. How's that taste, buddy? I want to know.
I kind of want to know as well.
Fuck. So,
It was Wisconsin. It's probably cheddar.
You're probably right. So he starts talking, and he starts talking, and he becomes open about as much as he kind of could. Now, they end up finding out, you know, they found 12 skulls in his house, right?
Plus an additional head.
Right. So we need to find out what's going on here, right? They're talking to him about it. From 1947 to 1952, he was visiting the cemeteries after dark. And he was digging up, he was grave robbing. Instead of taking the jewelry, or the nice clothes.
He takes their flesh.
He takes their body parts, and he, or the whole body. I mean, he,
yeah.
You know, he takes either parts, and then if he didn't take a part, like if he took your foot or something, you just go right back in there. Now, what he did, and the, you know, that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Going 6 feet under that compacted earth, all that shit. He does it to freshly dug graves. And keeps, he does it really fast. The
local funerals.
Yeah. And then, well, he only does female. So far, everything's been female. Other than possibly his brother.
Yeah.
You know, we can talk about that later. But we're pretty sure all of it's been female. And it seems like he was probably taking women that resembled his mom, maybe in some way. So I assume the body type of his mom was probably taken. But that's what he was doing. And then he would just bury it right back. Now, the police actually went out there, dug up those bodies. To see, because, I mean, that's really hard to do. Come to find out, they dig up some coffins, wouldn't have bodies in them. Other coffins would just be missing a skeleton with a missing parts. Hand or something. Like, that's fucking crazy. Okay? Ooh, now...
Why just some body parts? Was he, like, looking at the body like, you know what, that looks like my mom's hand right there?
No, I think it was, like, a trophy thing or, like, what he needed. Like, if he was working on... So, like, they also found furniture, like, chairs that were, instead of, like, cotton and stuff, it was human flesh. That was okay. The upholstery. So, like...
So,
basically, what...
So, for my next idea, I need a whole big, like, slab of leather, so I'm just going to take the whole body. My next one is kind of a smaller thing. I only need, like, an arm or something.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Like, he also made jewelry, I think. But he made, like, furniture pieces.
Like, he needed more lips for the...
Cereal bowls.
The curtain.
Yeah, some of the skulls were used as cereal bowls, some, like, more just bowls. Like,
lampshade's probably the most famous.
He was pretty much just looking at the body as... Well, this is going to be an unused resource. Might as well take it.
Right. So, now, again, he only got admitted for the 11, or for 11 offenses. And again, the 12th head comes in. Nobody really knows about it. I'm not sure who the 12th head is. I actually didn't. This, we don't really do too much true crime, but, like, this is a bad one, man. Like, there's a lot of fucking shit that went down here. You know, like, this shit's hardcore. he did try to get to his mother's grave, but where she is buried, in Wisconsin, a lot of the soil and sediment is sand. So what they do is they, once you're buried, they pour concrete over you so that the earth doesn't crush you from the weight of the sand, because sand weighs a fuck ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they tell you don't bury yourself in the sand, like, neck down.
His whole goal with putting on the skin suit was to, you said, to become his mom in the flesh.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
But yeah, I mean, that's it. He went to, you know, he fucking did. He did go to prison. So he also...
He went to a mental...
Well, sorry, the mental.
Was he, thing. How long did he stay, or was it the rest of his life?
His rest of the life. He died in what, 80? What year did he die in?
84.
Okay.
So, the other thing is what I was seeing, there's a couple things that are interesting. One, I do want to know, do you think he fucked his mom, which we already kind of went over, so that's fine. Did he kill his brother Henry? And also, something that they found out for him, inspiration-wise, is he was reading this Ilse Koch, who was a Nazi, worked at a concentration camp, and he used to take pieces of skin from the people from the camp. So, like, I don't know, it was, you know, these fucking Nazis, they're really everywhere, and they still run through people's blood. Man, you were being loud.
Sorry.
Anyways, also, they do suspect him to be one of the inspirations for Jeffrey Dahmer.
I can see it, because he did similar stuff.
You guys think it was gnarly?
That's messed up.
He is the most popular serial killer in America.
You think Ed Gein is?
Yeah, sure.
That we know of.
That we know of, yes.
You don't think the Zodiac Killer is?
No, I would say Ed Gein is above serial killer.
Or Jeffrey Dahmer? Like,
popular-wise, or just notoriety?
Or just how messed up they were?
That's a good question. Probably in all some forms. I want to say Jeffrey Dahmer has become very popular, but that's just because of his stuff.
Yeah, but I'm saying like
that. Before that, like Ed Gein was the most popular. He has the most like movies behind him. Zodiac has like the one most known. Besides that, there's a couple like movies back from the 70s on him, but... I mean,
I like the Zodiac Killer. Like, I like that story. I like that movie a lot.
It's a different genre of killing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll do that one day.
You got Ted Bundy, and he's pretty popular, too.
Oh, yeah.
And
John Wayne Gacy and a few other people.
You got all those really big ones.
But you think this one's the most popular?
Yeah, it's the most popular. Or at least, yeah, I'd say this is the most popular one.
Okay. Well, I can tell you all these names we just listed off. I've heard of them. I hadn't heard of Ed.
So what do you think of him, Skipper?
He's messed up.
Yeah. Do you?
I do want to try the cheese and pie.
Oh my god, dude! I fucking knew you would. That's why I looked at you.
Are you going cheddar? I'll probably go cheddar.
Okay. Out of spirit, do it, and then just come back and listen out of this. Yeah, I mean, fuck it.
If he didn't kill his brother, I think it was very much just a happy accident for him.
Yeah, because, I mean, that gave him more leeway to his mom.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit more obsessive. Even in the show, Bates Motel, that kind of leaves in really heavily, doesn't it? Then his brother dies or disappears, right?
His brother gets weary of... I didn't even connect but his brother starts getting weirded out.
Right. But I'm saying, does he die in the series? Because I never finished that series.
I can't remember. I never even started it. I haven't watched it in like 4 years.
Fuck.
But I did finish it.
I might start watching that soon. Matt, do you think he killed his brother? Or do you think like an autopsy probably wouldn't have lied? Or do you think he was having a heart? Do you think it was all at once?
Unless he got like his brother caught them doing something, went into shock, had a heart attack, or he hit him over the head. Freaked out, also had a heart attack, and then burned his body.
What do you think?
What, with the brother?
Yeah.
Probably had a heart attack.
If he has head trauma and then also had a heart attack, and like...
I honestly have no idea. I mean, they said he died from a heart attack, so... I feel like back then they wouldn't have been covering for him.
Right.
At least I don't think so. So, well, I mean, shit.
If anything, it was just a good coincidence for him if he didn't kill.
Yeah. Well, guys, do you guys have anything else to say?
No, it's just fucked up. God damn.
Guy's whack.
Yeah.
Indeed. Whack.
Jeez, what he did, he whacked
me. Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll do some more true crime. Because this one, I mean, it got pretty gross.
There's just a lot. I forget how much there is. The Night Stalker.
Yeah.
Just so I can be as authentic as possible, did he ask for the cheese on top of the pie or just with the cheese?
I think the cheese is on top of the pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking maybe put the cheese under the pie, get the cheese a bit warm so you...
No, I mean, the apple pie should be just like, once it's freshly baked, just like throw a slice right there on it and then it should, you know,
just melt the cheese.
Give it like 10 minutes and that thing will be probably good to go, right?
Got the zebra murders.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's it, right? You guys got anything else?
No.
Nope.
Cool. Well, get the fuck out of my house.